Chapter 10, Kids. If you are a parent, teacher, coach, or caregiver, let me break it to you gently. You are a programmer. Kids are sponges. Their eyes are cameras, and their minds are screens, and everything gets recorded. They watch you far more closely than you imagine. They listen when you think they are not paying attention. Every word, every tone, every reaction, every sigh, every smile, every moment of stress or joy gets installed like software running quietly in the background. The younger children are, the more they believe without question. That is a massive responsibility. Kids begin absorbing programs long before they can talk. They imitate your gestures, copy your facial expressions, and absorb the emotional temperature of the home without anyone explaining a thing. They learn what love looks like, what stress looks like, what conflict looks like, and what truth looks like by watching you. Their worldview is built from the behavior they witness long before they ever understand the meaning behind your words. The invisible programming we pass on. Think about how many of your own beliefs, habits, and quirks you can trace back to something your parents, teachers, or early influencers said or modeled for you. A parent who constantly complained about money may have installed your scarcity mindset. A teacher who once said you were not good at math may have planted a belief that limited you for decades. A coach who believed in you may have installed confidence you still carry today. A caregiver who showed kindness may have taught you compassion without ever using the word. A relative who lived in fear may have unknowingly programmed you to avoid risk. None of these old programs came with filters. As a child, they went straight in. And unless you have consciously evaluated and overwritten them, many are still running your life today. The weight of your words. Kids may not remember every lecture, but they remember how you made them feel. A careless, "you will never be good at that," can echo for years. A frustrated, "why are you always like this?" can become part of a child's identity. On the other side of that coin, a simple, "I am proud of you," or "you can do this," can ignite confidence that carries a child through challenges far beyond their current world. Words do not bounce off kids, they sink in. Some sink deep, and they stay. What you install lasts a lifetime. If you instill positivity, confidence, curiosity, resilience, and kindness, you hand kids a head start in life. If you pass down bitterness, fear, anger, insecurity, or blame, you hand them your old baggage. Unless they learn later to reprogram themselves, they will carry the same struggles you fought. You are not just raising children. You are raising future adults, future leaders, future parents, and future decision makers. The programs you install today will echo for generations. You don't have to be perfect. Here is the good news. Your job is not to raise perfect kids, because perfect does not exist. Your job is to model progress, not perfection. To show them what resilience looks like when life knocks you down. To show them humility when you are wrong. To show them how to apologize. To demonstrate what kindness looks like towards strangers and people you disagree with. To model gratitude, responsibility, and perseverance. Kids do not need flawless adults. They need authentic ones. A personal note. I have seen this programming effect firsthand. Growing up in difficult circumstances, I inherited plenty of negative programming, scarcity, fear, insecurity, doubt. I heard many messages that shaped me in ways I did not understand until years later. I can still hear my mother telling me that I was the son of a loser and a nobody and would end up just like him. It took years to deprogram that message. But along the way, other people instilled belief into me. They planted seeds of possibility. Those tiny moments mattered. They stuck, and they helped me begin reprogramming myself into the man I eventually became. That is the power you hold in a child's life. A single word or a single act of encouragement can shift their entire trajectory. Kids are always watching. Never forget, kids learn far more from what you do than from what you say. They learn how to handle stress by watching how you handle stress. They learn how to treat others by watching how you treat others. They learn whether life is something to fear or embrace by watching how you live it. They learn how to speak to themselves by listening to how you speak to them. You may not realize it, but kids are constantly scanning the adults around them for clues about the world. They are looking for instructions on what to believe about success, failure, money, relationships, possibility, and even themselves. The big responsibility? If you are a parent, caregiver, or in any position that influences children, you are in the perfect position to install positive mental programs. The younger the child, the more open they are to believing that the programs you offer them are true. They will remember the beliefs you install for a lifetime. Their future happiness is influenced heavily by the messages they receive now. Positive programs give children the right messages for a long and happy life. Encouraging curiosity installs courage. Praising effort installs a growth mindset. Teaching responsibility installs character. Showing love installs security. Teaching gratitude installs happiness. Negative programs do the opposite. Kids who grew up hearing they're not good enough often grow into adults who do not believe they deserve success. Kids who grow up around anger often internalize that the world is unsafe. Kids who grow up around judgment often become adults who judge others and themselves harshly. This is why your role is so important. You are not just managing behavior, you are shaping identity. Additional insight, the emotional mirror. Research in child development shows that children mirror the emotional states of their parents and caregivers. A child raised in a tense home often becomes anxious without understanding why. A child raised in a home full of anger often becomes reactive. A child raised around calm adults often becomes emotionally balanced. Your emotional health becomes their emotional foundation. That means working on yourself is not selfish. It is responsible parenting. A healed adult often raises a healthier child. Additional insight, the confidence blueprint. Children do not build confidence from success itself. They build it from witnessing themselves try, stumble, get back up, and succeed eventually. When adults jump in too quickly to fix things, kids lose opportunities to build resilience. When adults point out effort instead of perfection, kids learn that trying matters more than being right. Confidence is not taught with lectures. It is built through experience and reinforced through your reactions. A future beyond you. Every child you influence carries your fingerprints into the world. They will touch others the way you touch them. They will pass down the emotional DNA you help program into them. When you speak life into a child, the benefits extend long past the moment. When you speak doubt into a child, the consequences echo longer than you realize. Children may not remember everything you say, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Reflection exercise. Check your programming. Take 5 minutes to reflect on this. What programs did I inherit from my parents, teachers, or caregivers, both good and bad? Which of those programs am I unconsciously passing on to the next generation? What is one new belief, habit, or value I want to intentionally instill in the kids I influence? Write your answers down and commit to modeling them. Kids believe what you demonstrate far more than what you instruct.